In first for Arab country, Israel Memorial Day ceremony for terror victims and fallen soldiers held in UAE. By Deborah Brandt on May 4, 2022. Following the Trump-led Abraham Accords signed in 2020, Tuesday saw the first-ever ceremony in an Arab country honoring fallen soldiers and victims of terror for Israel's Memorial Day. The ceremony was held at the Israeli embassy in Abu Dhabi and led by Jerusalem's ambassador to the United Arab Emirates, Amir Hayek. It included Jewish morning prayers. "Here, in Abu Dhabi, we bow our heads and we honor those whose deaths have allowed us to live. Here, we swear to take care of the coming generations for a better future. A future in which no nation will lift a sword against another nation, and no more war will be learned," Hayek said. "From here, from Abu Dhabi, we will continue to remember the fallen. We will continue to accompany the wounded and the bereaved families," he added. "The State of Israel has cooperated and will continue to cooperate with those who strive for peace, calm, and quiet, and with those who strive to build a better world," Hayek said. "Therefore, Israel cooperates and will continue to cooperate with the United Arab Emirates, a country that seeks a calmer world, a safer and quieter world, a world of goodness." Hayek later told Israel's army radio he was overwhelmed with emotion during the ceremony. "I do not remember a speech in which I stopped so many times to digest and to wipe away tears of sadness, hope and emotion," he said. "I think we need to work step by step. A mother whose son was killed, no matter if she is Jewish, Christian or Muslim, hurts everyone," he explained. The Abraham Accords saw Israel normalize ties with Bahrain, the UAE, Morocco and Sudan. Last year, the UAE also became the first Arab country to host a ceremony for Israel's Holocaust Remembrance Day.